I've come just literally a few yards to Charlie Manor. With me I've got the warden, Mr. Dennis Compton. I want to talk to you, Mr. Compton, about what goes on here at the present, but before that, can we go back to its history? Because it's a very old building, isn't it?
Oh yes, the oldest part of it is over 700 years old. Records say that it was built between 1260 and 1280. That is, not long after the Magna Carta, if you think of it in that way.
Very, very old.
Oh yes. One of the oldest places which is still in use in the country. It was not built as a castle or a fortified place, but was built for the Abbey of Annington as a grange where the stewards or the abbot himself could come to look after their farms that they owned around this district.
Has it always had a lot of influence on the surrounding village?
Well, for most of its life, it's been a farmhouse. It was sold by the abbey in the 15th century, I think, and since then it has been used either as a farmhouse or as barns and storage. It hasn't always been lived in all the time.
Now, we've actually been, just a few seconds ago, looking at the older part of the building. In fact, the room upstairs, the roof is fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's one of the oldest features of it. In fact, the construction of the roof is said to be Saxon in design, which was carried over after the Norman Conquest in buildings up to the end of the 13th century.
It's really hard to believe that it's been there, what, 700 years?
Oh, yes. But it's been fortunate because, in the first place, being an ecclesiastical building, it relied on the power and the prestige of the abbey as its protection. And since then, of course, there hasn't been any reason for its demolition. It's always been in use for one purpose or another.
Well, so much for talking about its early history. What about the more recent years?
Well, it was a farmhouse and farm storage until the beginning of this century. Then in about 1909, it was restored. And since then, it has been a country house, country seat. The gardens were laid out by a new owner just after the First World War, and it was used as a country residence until 1948, when the owner died and it came on the market. And it was then that it was bought by a group of Quakers from Oxford, and since then it has been used as a guest house and small conference centre.
Now, I seem to remember quite a few years ago coming here on a course run by the local education authority.
Yes, we do quite a lot of courses and conferences for not only educational authorities, but religious groups and charities like Dr. Barnardo's and the Leprosy Mission, and social service groups as well.
So a lot of people in the Oxford area obviously know Charlie Manor.
They should do, yes, and in Berkshire as well.
What about yourself? How long have you been here as warden?
Oh, nearly 2 years. But during those 2 years, a lot of things have happened, including the onset of VAT, which has caused a lot of work, and also the new Fire Precautions Act, which has necessitated quite a lot of changes.
It's an incredible thought, actually. The building's been here, what, over 700 years, and yet we've got to install fire precautions.
Yes, it's incredible, isn't it? But now, of course, all these things have to be done. You have to comply with the law, although for 700 years there's been no major disaster.
You did mention, actually, besides the conferences, that you had some of visitors here. Do many people come to spend holidays here?
Yes, quite a number of people come for a summer holiday because they like the peace and quiet and the beauty of our 6 acres of gardens. And it's very common for visitors to come for a holiday and not even go beyond the garden gate for days at a time.
So it is possible to get away from the rush of everyday life and enjoy the tranquility of an English country garden.
Yes, exactly, and a lot of people do it. And also they enjoy the warmth and the friendliness of this old house, which seems to have a character all of its own of warmth and tranquility.